Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Anna Taylor. Anna Taylor is a singer and songwriter, a certified angel therapist, and she hosts her own Blog Talk radio show every other Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific. Anna and I will be talking about love, life, music, gratitude, and living the music you hear calling you. I'll also be playing In Between Miracles, which is one of my favorite songs from her album, Already Here, and we'll talk about what you can do if you feel you are between miracles in your life. If you'd like a private session with Anna Taylor with Skype, on the phone, or in person, please contact her at www.anna-taylor.co.uk. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, Margot. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you on the phone and get to talk to you again.
It's always a good time, and it always goes quickly.
Oh, I know. It's so funny. At the beginning of the shows, it always feels like, oh, we have a lot of time, and then all of a sudden you start talking, and before you know it, it's over. And
yeah.
First of all, I wanted to say thank you so much for being my first guest on my first show on December 4th, 2013, and thank you for being on my show again today. I really, really appreciate you doing both.
Yeah, you've
things.
Had some amazing guests on since then, haven't you?
Oh, I know. I've had so many wonderful guests in between, and I've got some really great guests lined up for July and August as well. So, you know, yeah, it's been going along really well.
Well, that's great, and it's such a great, another really fun way to connect with people, isn't it? And nowadays with the internet, it just allows us so much freedom to be able to talk to people that we wouldn't otherwise be able to reach and be everywhere. You know, these radio shows can stay on the internet forever, and it's not always just about the live shows. Like, sometimes, I don't know about you, but I'll listen to a lot of shows, you know, at different times because of the fact that we're in a different time zone, and quite
mm-hmm.
often with your shows, I'm not able to listen live. So it's really lovely that we get the opportunity not only to talk, but to be able to listen back at any time that's convenient. I love it about these shows.
Oh, I do too. I totally do. And it's just, you know, you can also choose whichever show has a theme that you feel like you want to listen to at that time, too.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely.
One of the really great things about having the archives of the on-demand shows, I guess they call it here on Blog Talk Radio, for my guests, and then you've also had some really wonderful guests on your radio show also.
I have to say, you know, you've been on my show, and I have some really wonderful, wonderful, inspiring friends, but I think one of my favorites, just because she's such a hero of mine, is Jenny Stepanek, who was on my show probably a couple of years ago now, and she's been in my thoughts a lot because she just celebrated, the 10-year legacy of Matty's life, and I really wanted to go because I've always said that I wanted to go and see her and his park,
mm-hmm.
and he's just such an incredible peacemaker, and she just, listening to her, the dignity and grace that she has after so much loss, it's just, I always think I should listen to that show more often just to remind me what's important about life.
Yeah, that's really true. That's so true. And to be in touch with our gratitude about all that's right, and to Matty was such an inspiration to me as well. And I wrote about him in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, in the last chapter, which is called Feel and Express Your Gratitude, Appreciation, and Love. And he was just such an incredible example of that. And then it really was such a powerful thing, even more so for me, because of the fact that he was almost exactly the same age as our son Xander. So,
yeah.
You know, I could really relate to what age he was when he was on Oprah and what age he was when he made his transition and became an angel on the sun.
Yeah, absolutely. I just, you know, he's just one of those amazing souls, very, very pure-hearted, very rare, really, and he is already, he's still teaching the world, and Jenny has just done such an amazing job in honoring him and continuing to share his message despite her own challenges. So I actually use, you know, him as, sometimes if I'm having a bad day, I just, it doesn't mean that I deny any of my challenges, but sometimes actually talking about, you know, what we can do when we're in between miracles, like I call it that because the song was really written at a challenging time in my life where I wasn't really sure what was going to happen and I didn't know what was around the corner. And yet I always have a sense that even if we're not really feeling or experiencing the miracles right now, or we're not really feeling the amazingness of life, that we are just in between those miracles, that we're having an experience, which means that there's one just around the corner. And so to me, one of the tools that I use if I feel that way is just to think of all the people that do inspire me and that have overcome so much, and he is certainly on the top of my list.
Oh, yes, that is definitely true. And, you know, you inspire me, and you inspire so many people all around the world yourself, Anna. You know, I mean, I think you maybe don't realize how much you do, and you really do. I mean, I love seeing your posts on Facebook. You put the most beautiful, you call them posters. I love the posters that you create and post on your Facebook, both your personal one and your Facebook page, and I highly recommend that people, if they aren't already on Facebook with you, that they click like on your page because, you know, you always have wonderful messages to share. You're very honest and transparent about when you're having problems, and you make people realize that life it's got peaks and its valleys. It's got, the in-between miracles times is kind of like, I guess, the valleys, you know, and you have to look at the peaks and remember that there's another peak coming.
Right, exactly. And actually, you know, in another context, we could say that every moment is a miracle. And I do believe that life is a miracle. And yet, you know, of course, some are more obvious than others at times. And so to me, the in-between miracles just is that place that where we can't quite see it and we can't quite, you know, see what's going to happen. But, yeah, I really, you know, and we've spoken about this before, and I think that we probably spoke about it on the other show, is I really mm-hmm. believe that authenticity and integrity mm-hmm. and, you know, is basically meaning that it's impossible not to have a bad day sometimes, right? So if we're going to be real and authentic, we may as well share that too. So, absolutely. I would much, much rather be real than try and pretend that, you know, everything is fine all the time. And, you know, honestly, the people that come and see me as clients, you know, who ask for guidance from the angels or, you know, want my help, a lot of the time is because they know that I've been there. I understand. You know, I know that life is challenging and that it doesn't make me immune to anything. So actually, I feel like it's a reason why people are also attracted to you. It's not because you're a perfect human being. It's because you actually travel through life with an awareness. But we're still all going through the same stuff. And you know that nothing, you know, just because we become an author or a teacher or a musician, it doesn't mean that we're suddenly have all our stuff sorted out, does it?
No. I've been so very, very reminded of that lately. And, you know, it's just, you know, none of us are perfect, and we're all learning and we're all growing and we all have our moments. I definitely have my moments where Dudley and Xander and friends have to remind me of the things that I wrote about in my book, and I have to keep rereading my book to remind myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing like reading your own words sometimes, is there?
Oh, I know, and reading it and thinking, oh my God, you know, I have to remember to actually do these things, you know, and when I do, I'm happier when things go better. And, you know, but it's so easy to get yourself into an upset over what happens that somebody else does. And,
absolutely. It really, and actually I know that you and I were speaking about sensitivity, and we were discussing about, you know, how we can manage our sensitivity, because, you know, being sensitive, I think a lot of us have particularly, you know, not so much now. I think there's a lot more information about, you know, being sensitive and what that means. But a lot of people, you know, really just feel like their sensitivity is a weakness, that it makes them vulnerable, that, you know, there's nothing that they can do about it, that life just happens to them and they're always going to get hurt, and, you know, that they feel too much, or even other people have told them that, you know, you're just too sensitive and you don't know how to deal with anything. And it's very disempowering. You know, it makes our sensitivity something to be really worried about, and it couldn't be further from the truth. So I really like to remind people that we as sensitive people actually have amazing tools. We're amazing beings, but we can actually feel more empowered by our sensitivity because we have it there for a reason. You know, we're meant to be sensitive, that we're meant to share with others. We're meant to actually be able to feel more, but doing it in a way that means that we can feel good about it rather than sick or tired or drained or, you know, angry, all of those things. So yeah, it's really, to me, to be able to, first of all, honor who we are and say that actually we're proud of who we are is the first step in doing that. And another one, honestly, for most of us as sensitive people is, and it really ties in with what we just said, is to ask for help, you know. when we don't know what we're dealing with, or we feel drained, or we're having a bad time, often many people, and myself included, who often help others, you know, it can be a big lesson to say, hey, you know, I'm really struggling right now. I just need a prayer, or I need somebody who's going to listen to me. And to me, that is a big, big a big lesson for those of us who are sensitive. So if you are sensitive and you're struggling, please don't feel like you have to do everything alone.
Oh, I know. And Anna, you have been such a role model for me in that way about getting better about remembering to ask for help, whether it's asking the angels or asking people, and to realize that people and angels both like to help us, but we have to ask them in order for them to even know that we want to have any help.
Absolutely. I mean, because if we don't, really, one, the angels can't intervene. Like I've often said this to you, that really because of our free will, unless it's a life or death situation, they cannot help us. So they're just waiting for our call, really. So in an angelic way, we still have to ask for their help. And with people, you know, we can't expect people to know what we need or want without sharing it. You know, we have enough going on with our own lives. We're not supposed to know every time somebody needs our help, and particularly not with our loved ones. I think we put too much pressure on our close loved ones to kind of almost be mind readers and know exactly when we're having a bad day or what's going on. But sometimes the most powerful thing is just to say, listen, not dealing with things right now. I either need you to just listen to me, or just give me some space, or I need a hug, or whatever it is, because most of the time that's when arguments can start, because we're assuming that people know what we need.
Oh, that is so true. You're so right about that. And oh, yeah. I mean, people, well, the part of the reason Dudley and I are having our 32nd anniversary, wedding anniversary, tomorrow.
Wow.
And,
congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, part of the reason I really believe that we're still married and still getting along is because of the fact that I learned, luckily, really early on that he couldn't just know what I wanted. I had to be honest with him about how I felt and what I wanted and what was true for me, and to be willing to listen to what was true for him also. You know, you can't just expect, whether it's your husband or your son or your daughter or your sister or brother or friend, for them to be able to know how you're feeling.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely, you know, communication has got to be a key thing in living life, hasn't it? You know, we are communicative beings, and we're all doing the best that we can. So if we can be honest about that, it's a big deal. And that's definitely another piece in the in-between miracles thing, because, you know, sometimes it can feel very lonely when we're in a space like that. But, you know, and you and I both know, to be able to call on somebody who gets it, who is like-minded, who can say a prayer or can really listen without judgment. I mean, it's the biggest gift ever, isn't it?
Oh, it is. and the friends that you have and the family members you have that you can tell both the best of things that happen to you and the worst of things, and you know that they'll be there for you, that is just such a gift. And you're
one
of those
people.
It is,
and for some people. Yeah, and for some people that may not be their family, or it may not even be people that they
mm-hmm.
know, but there
mm-hmm.
are people, you know, we are fortunate, aren't we, because of the internet or because of the phone that we can reach out to somebody that will listen. And I would always encourage, that's one of the things, that if somebody ever messages me and I really feel like they're not coping at all, I always make sure that they contact someone as soon as they can to reach out, because it's vital. We live in a world with so many other people. We're meant to be interdependent, you know, and it can save people's lives when you do that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and they can reach out to someone like you who does angel therapy. They can reach out to someone like me who does coaching. They can reach out to therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists and also
yeah.
family and friends. You know, the
yeah,
time
absolutely.
Is flying by, though, and we only have
I know.
About 14 minutes left, so I want to make sure that we have time to listen to your song, In Between Miracles, and I'm going to
okay.
play that now. It's just under 4 minutes, so that everyone listening will know, and it's a beautiful song, and we'll listen to that, and then we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Wondering what tomorrow will become. What brought me here? Which path led this way? The answer somewhere inside me, in the world around me, with your emotion. Tomorrow what will come? What brought me here?
And that was In Between Miracles, Anna Taylor. Oh my gosh, Anna. Your voice is so beautiful, and the lyrics that you write in your songs are just so amazing. And I have the lyrics right next to me here, and I was looking at the words while I was listening to them. And looking at the words and then hearing them the way it sounds when you sing it is so different.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that words come alive, don't they, when you say or sing them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So true. I've thought for a long, long time that what you say is important, but how you say it is even more important.
Absolutely.
Tone of voice. Yeah, the tone of voice, whether it's kind or not kind. But how you sing it is also something that can get words across and feelings across and messages across in ways that you never even could, with no matter how well you say it. When you're just speaking.
Yeah, that's right. I think the combination of music and just being particularly for me, I suppose, because they're my feelings, they're my words, so you can feel that too. And I always remember actually that Tom Jewell, who was the vocal coach for my album, we'd always be working on like sounding really fragile, and he would call it fragile because it was like fragile with a kind of twist to it. And there's something actually particularly for that song about the beauty of fragility, because so often we're thinking, you know, I have to be really strong and I have to be, you know, everything has to be perfect. But actually, as you said, you don't notice whether somebody has like the best voice or that their pitch perfect. You notice how they're sharing something, and that's what makes it moving.
That is so true. That's so true. And for me and for you, voices are so important. I mean, I love being able to hear people's voices. And for me, it's just such a treat to be able to talk with you on the phone, on the show. I don't get to talk to you often enough, as far as I would like to, because of you living in England and me living here in California. But every time I do talk to you, it's always just such a joy, and I love hearing your voice. And your voice is soft. It's a beautiful voice, whether you're speaking or whether you're singing.
Ah, well, I think, you know, for me, actually, having so many friends who do live in California or in many parts of the U.S., actually, I find it very comforting to hear different accents, especially from the U.S., because I associate that with people that I really care about. And, you know, some people are less aware of voices, but I'm very aware of voices, and it's really why I decided not to do email readings anymore, because actually for me, connecting with people by voice, whether it be by phone or Skype or in person, was actually a really big way that I was able to tune in to someone and be able to really help them and to sense where they are energetically. So I believe that we have this resonance within our voice, and I'm sure you know that you know, you can be hearing someone and they feel really, you know, they feel really down, and you can hear it in their voice, and then when they feel better, you know, it becomes lighter, it becomes fuller. I often work with people who are very timid or really upset by something, and then sometimes at the end of a session, you can almost feel like their energy is back because you can feel the richness in their voice. So I always work with people via voice now.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And that's one of the things I love on my coaching calls. They're done on the phone. And I love hearing the voices of the clients as they have realizations, as they tell me about things that they did, and we get to celebrate their successes. It's just hearing them feel happier and happier as time goes on and taking responsibility for things. It's just, it's awesome. But you're right. I mean, it's not the same at all by email. It just, there's just not that human connection.
For some people, that works. And I have to say that I'm now doing a coaching program, which does involve daily emails, but, you know, we still have the one-to-one sessions via, you know, voice in Skype or in person, and it's to me, it's essential, and it really helps them to connect with me, to help me them to feel like they know me. And lots of the reasons mm-hmm. why people do feel like they know me is because they hear me on things like the radio, or they listen to my videos and watch my videos on YouTube. So mm-hmm. I do believe there is something about it that helps us to feel connected to someone. You know, our voices are so important.
That is so true. And you're right, email is a great link for in between the calls, because we can't be doing that all the time, and so is Facebook. And we're running out of time. I just wanted to say that next week on my show on July 2nd, my guest will be a man named Alan Denman, and Alan lives over in England also. Alan and I will be talking about screenwriting, filmmaking, and how he helps writers take their ideas from script to screen. And I'll be posting the link for the show on Facebook and Twitter, and people can also sign up for my email list at margojoydenader.com and receive updates on the show's guests that are coming up. I have some really great guests coming up, and I'm really excited about that.
Anna, oh,
you
wonderful.
Have... You have an event coming up, I think, don't you?
Yeah, if anyone is listening in England and they feel like they would like to spend an afternoon with me and the angels, on the 20th of July, there's details on my website, but we spend 2 hours connecting with the angels, mainly a couple of the archangels. We do a guided meditation, and I also give angel messages. So if you want to check that out, you can visit my website, anna-taylor.co.uk.
Yeah. Boy, if I was there, I would be coming. I think that sounds like it would be really fun. And excuse me, and I am so thankful for you teaching me about angels. It just, you know, how you came into my life was definitely a miracle for me also, you know. And the last thing my mom gave me ever, the last time I saw her in September, end of September in 2006, was a little tiny crystal angel. And around it says an angel to guide, to watch over you. And we hadn't even ever talked about angels that much. In fact, really at all, ever. But she gave me that, and it's one of my most treasured gifts that she gave me. And it was so funny because she gave me that then, and then I ended up meeting you over a year later, because it was in 2008 that I met you. But, you know, it just seemed like it set me up for that. And then exactly a year after she made her transition, on October 25th of 2007, I found these little white angel bears. I think I gave you one of those, one of the Beanie Babies. And, yeah, and then the following summer, I met you through Robert doing the music with you and me going to the Hay House I Can Do It, and we've been friends since, and I'm so thankful for all of those miracles
well,
that happened that brought us together.
I'm thankful for you, too, and, you know, who would have thought we'd both be on the radio sharing like this, you know, 5 years ago. So I'm thankful for all of the journey, and we're all angels to each other in some way.
I love that. I love that. Well, I'm being warned that there's only 90 seconds left, so I guess it's time for us to start saying our goodbyes. And I'm already looking forward to when I can have you back on the show, Anna. I always enjoy having you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
And at one of these times, I'm actually going to take some callers and let them ask you some questions. But as you know, it's quite a learning curve with this, and the time goes so quickly. But thank you again for being on the show. And everyone, whatever you feel you're called to do, please live your music. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.